It's Wednesday, the 23rd of April, and it's a beautiful morning. It's very calm and still. Mostly blue sky, but some high altitude white cloud. The sun's beaming down in the garden. It's beautiful. It wasn't at 7 a.m. It was like that har was just beginning to lift. The sun was trying hard, as we say, trying hard to force its way through. Well, it's managed it, and it's transformed the morning now into a lovely one. Thank the Lord for that, because yesterday had to be one of the driest, miserable days for many a month. Even all that wind and rain we had couldn't compare to yesterday. That har settled down really heavy. Visibility went down, and then rain came on with it. And it was terrible. What a day, what a night. Miserable, a good description. And now it's transformed again. Goodness grief. Slept well last night again, apart from two toilet stops. Ah dear, shouldn't drink big mugs of tea at 9 a.m. 9 a.m. Probably right, 9 a.m. My God. 9 p.m. I was having this dream, and I know what it was related to, but it wasn't a bad dream. Oh my goodness, right before the alarm went off. And when I woke, I was absolutely shattered. Shattered. I was doing a Victor Meldrum. Don't believe it. Felt as if it was 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm beginning to wonder why we're both so damn tired in the mornings. I mean, 10:30, say we're sleeping by 10:30 and up at 7:00. It's 8.5 hours sleep. Okay, broken sleep, yes. But why we're so, both of us are so shattered in the morning. Once we're up and showered, had a cup of tea. I was going to say we're fine. I'm not quite sure if I really wake up now, fully. And I can even feel in the back of my legs, you know, just at the back of the knees. I can feel that weariness. For whatever reason, I have no idea. I'm not quite sure that mentally or physically my body's awake, fully awake till sometime in late morning. That bridal wreath in front of me is glistening with the dew and the sun shining on it. It's almost as if it had a glaze you know, your glaze in a furnace, it's, it looks like. It's beautiful, it's warm. My thumb ain't healing at all. Yesterday, I've had plasters on it all the time, by the way. Not just to stop the wound from opening up again. Because, you know, like thumbs are, everything you do, or virtually everything you use your thumb, apart from picking your nose. And I was taking the car out to a mechanic friend to his place, to have new brake discs and pads put on the rear of the Volvo for our holiday on Friday. I'm standing in his garage, doors closed, and my fingers were just terrible. Even my toes were cold. And he was, okay, he was working, but even before that, he was in a, just a light jumper, half-sleeve jumper. Just looked like he was dressed for spring. And there was me standing with big jackets on, and fleece-lined gloves, walking boots, and my extremities were still frozen. But this thumb wound, you know, and this morning, my wife had me trying on trousers, hanging in the wardrobe for the summer, light coloured trousers. And the plaster came off as I tried to do the button, and the wound opened up on the button, and blood gushed forth. No, I didn't get it on the trousers. Well, I nearly did. So not only is my white finger getting worse, but when it's any damage is not healing quickly now. Not enough blood getting there to heal the wound up. Not enough those wee white cells and platelets, wee mechanics in the blood. When you think about that, yeah. What an analogy. You know, millions of wee platelets scurrying around the body, looking left, looking right, up and down, everywhere they travel through the bloodstream, looking or trying to sense damage and get in there and sort it. Shooting about with a wee tool bag. Hello? Could you have a look at my thumb, please? Could you have a look at my brain? Could you have a look at my head?